If you're a tourist coming to Cork in Ireland, chances are you won't do what I'm doing now. No one will suggest to you that you make the little journey that I'm making. If you have a car, you'll be put off because it involves going down along narrow roads with cars on both sides, and you know you won't know what it's like. And I'll tell you though where I'm going. This little journey is a remarkable journey and would be memorable if you were coming to Cork. It would be unusual and different, and you'd certainly have something to put in a postcard going back home. I'm driving along from Douglas along a thing called the Rochestown Road, and I'm driving out towards Passage West, and I'm going along this road that doesn't seem to be going anywhere interesting. And then I suddenly come out onto what I can see now, which is a wide breadth of the River Lee with boats in it. And I see a ferry in front of me. And damn it, I think I've just missed the ferry. I've just missed the ferry going from one side of the River Lee to the other side of the River Lee. And it's going to take me across from what we'll call the Cork side to the Cove side. Cove being a place you probably will go to if you're a tourist coming to Cork. But you won't come to Cork this way. This way involves that kind of a higgledy-piggledy back road. It involves opening up suddenly onto the river. And you could miss the ferry. The ferry is called Carrigaloo. And it's real old stuff. You know, it's a car ferry. It's a small car ferry. And it's pulled on chains across the river and pulled on chains back. And if you get a day like this where the sun sparkles, glistens off the river, and a tiny little battered old boat floats past that looks dirty and has bits of orange balls hanging off the side of it, and you wonder, what on earth are they doing? They're probably going fishing for cockles or something like that. You know, it's very exotic, in other words. You've got cranes, two cranes. I'm not talking about birds now. I'm talking about cranes, the kind you'd use in a... if you were doing some kind of excavations or something like that, or doing something. But you're looking across this river, and on the other side over there is Cove, and you don't see the best of Cove at this angle. You're not quite in the centre of it or anything like that. But I guess it's about a 4 minute crossing of the river here. And it probably costs about €4 to cross. I'll turn off the car while I wait for it to come back. But this really is a little bit of tourist information, really, to you. Those of you who are listening to it, remember, there is another way to Cove, and it's through Passage. Now, it says on the signpost here, welcome to the Oenabwe Valley, Oenabue. To be truthful, I've never heard of the Oenabwe Valley, but then I'm not the most best connected knowledgeable person about Cork. I've only lived here about 6 years. This is the ferry port to Swansea, Roscoff, Le Havre, Saint-Malo and Cherbourg. In fact, is out of date because the R609 to the ferry port takes you down to Ringaskiddy. Says that you can get a ferry to Swansea, and with great sadness I remember that the ferry to Swansea is no more. So you're reduced to instead going to France. Roscoff, Le Havre, Saint-Malo and Cherbourg. And I'll be doing that. Or am I? Where am I going to France from? I can't remember. Sometime soon I'll be going to France on a holiday. And I think we take off from here and go to Cherbourg and drive down. But anyway, if instead I'm driving over to Wexford, which is about 2 hours from Cork or something like that, I can get into France that way. But I want to celebrate this passageway at Passage, this water crossing here. It's really like going back in time, and it reminds me very much of the tiny ferries that you get between some Scottish islands off the west coast of Scotland. They're much longer journeys, but they're still very small ferries, and they're great to travel on. And the more I think about it, the more I think of the ferry between Malmo in Sweden across to near Copenhagen. In fact, it's right near that place that Hamlet hung out in Hamlet, whatever the castle it was, it Elsinore. Anyway, so there we are. Celebration of the passageway to Cove, coming the back way out of Douglas. Try it. It would help if I gave correct information. So I had a bad feeling that I had misled you over the chains. Not sure what led me to think that, but I've just checked. No, it runs on a motor. It doesn't run on chains. It isn't being pulled across from one side to the other. Not sure what led me. There are chains. I can see chains in, hanging off the side of the boat. I'm not sure why I got mixed up and thought. Now, I'm actually talking to you as the boat moves. And I'm going to give you a little ambient sound. I'm going to actually... It's hard. I can't get out of my car because Hanley's garden supplies, sheds, fencing, decking, etc. They're in Frankfield Road, Ballycareen in Cork. And they're online at hanleysonline.com. They're right in on top of me. And I can't open my door. And I can't get out and get any fresh air. I could, I suppose, get out the other side, but I'm not going to do that. So it's that short a crossing, and I'm looking now at the sign that says stop when orange light flashes or when bell rings. But it is, let's just open the window in case you're into the ambient sounds. This is what it sounds like. Well, actually, to be exact, that's what Hanley's lorry, this has got bits of fencing on it, sounds like. Okay, have a really nice time after you've listened to this. Bye-bye. And just for the sake of exactitude, I paid €5 one way and it's €7 return. Positively the last PPS.